You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, now that opening day is behind us, we're going to look back at the first couple days of the season. I like to think of this as overreaction week. Either way, I'm Allison Sutter. I'm here with Ken Gernick to talk about the mighty, mighty Dodgers. Of course, I have kind of earmarked the Dodgers to have a little bit of a difficult season, but they definitely did not have a difficult time in their first couple games. So, Ken, I guess I want to start with Scott Kazmir, who had a very, very good first start. And I know there were some things that were said at spring training that maybe questioning his velocity being down, you know, people kind of wondering what kind of year he was going to have. What did you see from him in this first very good start?
Well, he did exactly what they were hoping he would do when they signed him to a 3-year deal. You know, he changed his speed. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to execute a game plan, as manager Dave Roberts said. And you know, admittedly, this isn't the strongest opposition in the San Diego Padres right now. Their lineup is pretty cold, but you know, the wins count. So back-to-back shutouts, Kershaw was his typical self, and they really got more than maybe they might have expected from Kazmir. So off to a really good start.
Yeah, so I was reading your coverage with our colleague A.J. Castell, who covers the Padres, so he was on the opposite end of this. But so Kazmir and Kershaw, first teammates ever to open a season with consecutive starts of 6 innings or more, allowing just one hit. So I just want to go back to maybe opening day. A 15-0 route had to be fun for the Dodgers. When you're watching this unfold, I'm sure I know that everyone thought that Kershaw was going to have a very good start, but on the opposite side of that with the offense, what was going through your mind when you were watching this happen?
Yeah, well, you know, even some of the Dodgers, you know, conceded that, you know, Tyson Ross has never beaten the Dodgers, and the game became a blowout against some relief pitchers that, well, one of them being a Rule 5 draftee, you know, you could make the argument they really don't belong in the major leagues, but, you know, 15 runs against anybody is pretty impressive. The key to that opening game really was Chase Utley on top, you know, getting things going as the unlikely 37-year-old leadoff hitter. And with Howie Kendrick out, you know, Utley's getting playing time at second base. But they really, A.J. Ellis down at the bottom drove in 3 runs. They got production all over the place. You know, Tuesday night was kind of more representative. And in some ways, you know, more welcome in that they got a 2-run triple out of Yasiel Puig, and if they're going to get production out of Puig, this offense, you know, Puig is really a difference maker, both good and bad. But when he's good, you know, he really sets this lineup up. So if they're going to get triples out of Puig, if he's driving the ball, drawing walks as he did. You know, that's probably out of all of the bright spots out of those first 2 games, I'd say Puig is probably the brightest.
What was it like for Dave Roberts after games? I mean, talking about these wins, I mean, you spend a lot of time just around the manager first opening day as manager. You know, how was he handling everything? Was he kind of able to soak any of the excitement in?
Well, it's, you know, for a lot of reasons, it's a great start for Roberts. He was with the Padres last year as a bench coach. He lives about 20 miles from Petco Park. You know, he used to play for the Dodgers and the Padres. I mean, it's just all things together. It's kind of remarkable. You know, he has his family here, and you know, it couldn't have gone better. You know, 2-0, and it just couldn't have been better. So, you know, he's on cloud 9 right now, and you know, every 2 games a little early to make any major assumptions, but every move he made has been good.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than losing the first 2 games, right? I mean, we don't have a lot to go on, but certainly everything the Dodgers were kind of hoping for from, you know, certain players, I mean, they got it the first 2 games. So we will not exaggerate anything beyond that, but it's better than the alternative. So I do want to look ahead just for a minute. And I do believe that we will be maybe talking before the Dodgers opener, the Dodgers home opener, But Zach Greinke, if I have this correct, Zach Greinke will be pitching there on the 14th. I think the last game of the Diamondbacks series. Do I have that right? Have they announced that?
Well, I don't know. You're looking way ahead. The Dodgers right now, they leave San Diego and they go to San Francisco, and that's enough for them to be thinking about, especially when they're going to throw a rookie making his Major League debut Friday. So they'll get to the Diamondbacks eventually, but right now they're thinking already about the Giants, who figure to be their biggest competition this season.
Oh, yes, I know, and I'm sure that will be, those series will always be hotly contested, but I am just looking to, I'm speculating on what kind of reaction or reception Zach Greinke might get in his first start at Dodger Stadium, and I guess he would get the normal reaction would be to be booed since he left for free agency and shunned the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that he will be booed, but so far, Kazmir at least stepped in one time, and they haven't lost anything there.
That's true. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the trip, Ken, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.